7:30 on a Monday morning with Matthew Mole fading into oblivion with Keeping It Together. And Sarah Swainson is in for another exciting chat on a Monday morning. It is. It's good. It's the Bold Heart Initiative. And with her, a very special guest who, well, Sarah, you do the introduction because that surname is going to give me a kick.
Good morning, everyone, on this wet and cold Monday morning. I've got in the studio with me a very special guest, Angie Mule. Now, I've run with her husband a lot, and there are many jokes that come out of that. But Angie, welcome to the segment.
Thank you, really, Sam.
Glad to have you on the segment of the Bold Heart Initiative. So let's just remind everybody, we do the Bold Heart segment to inspire a bit of joy on a Monday morning about sharing stories of what other people have done so that you can go out and live the boldest, beautiful life. Because as we know, we don't get a dress rehearsal. This is it. So Angie, welcome to the studio. We're glad that you're here.
Thank you.
Now, Angie, you've had an interesting story. You moved to Ballito, have done bits and pieces. But actually, if we look at it and we take a step back, you're a marathon runner, you're a mother, you're a wife, you have all these labels going on your head. Take us back to kind of some of the things that you've done. Like, you started running, and then how did you land up running a marathon, and you started painting, and now you're this fantastic artist. Take us back to some of those thoughts in the very beginning of how these things started.
Well, I think it would have to start with being inspired. We moved to Ballito 14 years ago, and my husband's always been a runner. I've run on and off, and in an effort to get fit once again after many, many children, he said, why don't you just join Sarah's jump start group, which I did. And quite honestly, say that's been led from one thing to the next and I think it's been surrounding myself with people that inspire me.
Yeah.
So running with a group of girls that pushed me further than I thought I could.
Yeah.
We did our first marathon, and you learn so much through running. It's a whole life skill in itself.
Yeah.
And you learn to face your fears, and I think it helped me to push past barriers in my mind, and just helped me to think, oh, I'd like to do that. Oh, I'd like to do that. Mm. Let me try swimming. Let me push my art. It helped me to be brave.
Yeah. So, interestingly, a couple of weekends ago, we were swimming in Sedona, and Ange has come on multiple of these trips, and it's wild swimming. It's out at sea, and I happened to hurt my shoulder before, so I wasn't doing one of the sea off-the-shore swims. But I was looking at the waves, and I was standing there, and I was going, oh, this is quite big. And one of the leaders, John, he turned to everyone and said, so who's in the group keen to go? And Ange put up her hand first, and she says, yeah, let's go. And I love that mentality. Talk us through how you've adopted, yes, let's go. Like you didn't hesitate. And on Sunday, let me tell you, we launched through that surf, and it was massive, wasn't it?
It was wild.
But you've adopted this philosophy of, yes, I'm going to try.
Hmm.
Talk me through, give us a glimpse into that. How did you develop that?
Well, once again, I was actually inspired by one of our runners, Nikki. Okay. I was chatting to her the one day, and she said, I always say yes. And I thought, sure, I'm going to take that.
Hmm.
So when somebody says to me, let's do this, let's try this, I always, nearly always just try and say yes. So, regardless of fear, I actually do it afraid.
Okay.
So that, and I do it. So I say yes, and I'm going to do it. I'm scared, but I'm going to do it. And what's the worst that can happen?
Yeah. And actually, looking back over those 3 days, you said one of the best highlights of that expedition was actually that shore swim, wasn't
it? Yes, definitely.
Good to see rays and everything. So saying yes, actually, despite a fear, was incredible.
No, it was one of the most amazing experiences of that weekend, definitely. Mm-hmm.
Now, we touched on it in the beginning, you wear multiple hats, but one of the hats that you've embraced is being an artist.
Yes.
Now, you started painting. Now, in the beginning, would you have vocalized that? Would you said, you know what, I'm an artist?
Never.
Okay.
I used to say, I paint, or I'm going to painting classes, but it took me a long while. It took me a good step of, like, oomph to actually say, I am an artist, this is what I do.
Why do you think, from your perspective, why do you think it's so hard for us to articulate things? Like, what do you think hold us back by saying, you know, like, I'm this, you know? You paint, therefore you are an artist.
Self-doubt. I think I'm my own worst critic. And it's when I pick up that paintbrush, that voice in my head says, what are you doing? What value to humanity are you adding today?
Okay.
And I've just realized that that's actually, that's the voice that I've got to fight, because that's my biggest opponent.
Okay. And often, you know, Dave, you must see it as well. Like, when you see somebody doing something that they love, they actually, they spark inside. So whether it's painting, whether it's whatever it is, when you see something doing what they actually love, they become really attractive in terms of you want to go and hang out with them. You want to find out what lights their spark.
But it's an interesting observation that Angie made. And generally, I think it's the most talented people that are the most doubting and have the least self-confidence. And then you get those that are absolutely flipping hopeless, that think they are marvelous. And you find a lot of that on social media, which is like, I want to vomit. But and art as well. I mean, gee, some of the art that you see going as professional. Well, look, it's lovely if you like it. But generally speaking, the real talent is so self-doubting and so fragile.
Mm.
And often that is crushed at school and you know, early on, where because you're very fragile and easily damaged, you just give up because it's the pain of that insecurity. And if you can find a mentor, and if you can find a group that encourages you to have a go, and then let that talent shine, then you do bring, what do you give to humanity? You give that gentle sensitivity, that brilliance that shines through. And but to get there, that's why it's so rare quality.
And I mean, I can testify, and you've exhibited some of your paintings. They are truly magnificent.
Thank you, sir.
Have an absolute talent, a gift.
Thank you.
And it's just being brave enough to actually fight those voices, whether they're from external or internal, because I've had somebody say something to me, and then I've carried that
I think
line.
Internal is far stronger. I don't care what other people say about me. I'm my own worst. You've just said it.
Biggest critic.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm sure you have exactly this. It's that constant thing. Lack of faith, lack of belief, lack of self-confidence, lack of self-image. And that's at the root of almost every human folly. It's true. If you think about why all these wars and disasters, why is it all? Because of lack of all of those things in humanity. And that's so sad, because if we encouraged more of that faith, belief, self-confidence, we wouldn't need to be awful. We would be just gentle and kind, sharing, caring.
Absolutely. And I think you go back to that point, is you have to create a safe space where somebody can try. Where somebody could, you're not going to create the greatest artwork on your first attempt, but just a space where you can paint and develop. And I think that's the challenge to all of us. Can we create spaces where people can try and flourish? And I think, you know, whether it's running, whether it's swimming, whether it's painting, whatever you're doing, I think try and surround yourself with people that are going to give you that gift of being able to try something.
And then being able to come on air like this and to share those qualities, you know, to because it's quite brave to actually open up and say, you know, I have doubt, I have fear, I have but so do you, by the way. You know, anyone listening to this is absolutely the same.
So true.
And it's only when you overcome that you begin to really develop that purpose and that fulfillment and that belief and that faith and that confidence. Absolutely. And they shine, and it does shine out. You can actually see it in the work and in the person. So good for you.
Absolutely. And anybody listening today, what advice would you give them if they're sitting there thinking, can they do something? What are they, if they're struggling with a bit of self-doubt, what did you say to them?
I would say just do it.
Okay.
There's just so many opportunities out there that we live in a world of opportunity. And just to see that and to walk into those opportunities when they come, say yes.
Follow those passions. Yeah.
Definitely.
So, Andy, thank you very much for sharing some of your thoughts this morning. We've appreciated you being on the segment.
And
I had a weekend where my fear levels were at an all-time high. So I was out doing an adventure race with four friends, but you're confronted by your insecurities, all of those kinds of things to the fore. So I hope that anybody's been inspired this morning. Surround yourself with the right people and follow your passions. It will lead to great things.
Yes, absolutely.
Thanks, Dave.
Wonderful. And this will be up as a podcast shortly. So if you joined us towards the end and you'd love to hear the whole thing, easy. Just go onto the morning show, find the podcast, and you can listen to it and share it.